Hi, I'm Marsh Ward, president of Callaway's Nursery. We're based right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Marsh, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. It's a cool, beautiful Sunday morning. Your local independent retail garden centers like Callaway's are going to be doing backflips today to serve you, and they're happy. They love to see this kind of weather in the springtime. This is what gardening is all about. I'm happy to have you tuned this morning. Hope we can help you with your lawn and garden questions. Pick up that phone. Mike Bass is running the boards and screening the calls. He is my producer. Mike is fabulous. That's just the only word I need to use. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. You'll talk to Mike first, and then you'll talk to Neil. Simple as that. 800-288-9227. My program is an hour long now instead of 2 hours, so call early. Don't be delaying, because you delay and you're into the next program. And if you want to talk gardening, you need to do so now. One more time, it's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I have to confess, I watched Luca set that record last night, and he is just wonderful to watch. And then, as best I could, I didn't pay for the pay-per-view, but I followed the Plano East boys go 40-0 against a 39-1 team. 38-1. Yeah, that'd be right. So, to win state championship. Congratulations. Congratulations to Lancaster and Lipan and the other state winners in boys basketball. It's just a fun time of year. UIL competitions, whether it's in sports or whether it's in fine arts, we have been going to a bunch of the band and orchestra and choir presentations in the last, my wife is a fine arts major in school and a school board member, and we would love seeing all the talent in the public school systems. Teachers bring out the best, so it's a great time of year. We start our program each Sunday morning with a visit with Stephen Hayden, horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Stephen, what is good morning, first of all, and what's going on in the garden this week?
Well, good morning to you too, Neil. Well, it's all about the tulips this week. They're in full bloom. Our landscape designer, Darcy Gustafsson, has been working her magic and putting her masterful eye for colour to good use. It was the garden beds across from the Rock Springs Cafe that caught my eye this week. Here, Darcy has combined beautiful purple tulips along with golden orange ones. These colours are complemented by the dark pink of the many red buds that are in the area. This is a beautiful and striking combination and definitely a photo opportunity. So tulips are doing their thing, and this is the week to see them at their peak.
Secret with tulips is mass them together, folks. Plant the bulbs almost side by side, and you'll have a beautiful display. I saw a garden in a commercial landscape this week where the tulips were planted probably 5 feet apart. Didn't show up quite as well. So
that's
good deal.
That's
at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And Stephen has a very popular and plant that brings a lot of questions. Plant of the week, what's that?
Well, it's one of my personal favorites, too, Neil. It's the Saucer Magnolia, Magnolia soulangeana. It's a deciduous magnolia. It's one of the first trees to bloom in late winter and early spring. The fragrant tulip-like blooms are pinkish white and shades of purple on the undersides. This broad shrub or tree generally prefers acid soil, but we have several good specimens growing in the alkaline soils of our garden. It grows 20 to 25 feet tall and wide and is often multi-trunked. Be sure to plant this in a location that's protected from strong winds. Avoid southern exposure because it can cause the buds to open early and then become susceptible to bloom damage, which is disappointing.
But, yeah, late in the winter, you'll have late frosts and freezes, and this plant blooms so early it gets caught a lot of times. One other suggestion I'll make, and I don't think it's a major problem, but be careful that you call this plant Saucer Magnolia and not Tulip Tree. Its flowers may look like tulips, But if you go into a nursery and you ask for tulip trees, you're going to get something that you don't want. That's a different tree entirely. Not at all what you want. And the odds are that they won't even sell it. They won't have it. Most good nurseries and good nursery workers will know to ask, are you talking about the plant that blooms right about now with flowers that look like tulips? And you'll say, oh yeah, isn't that beautiful? They'll say, yes, but don't call it tulip tree. call it saucer magnolia. Good deal. What events do you have going on?
Well, spring break is here, and the Fort Worth Botanic Garden has something for everyone. We have four exhibits that the guests can enjoy all in one visit. Butterflies in the garden, dinosaurs around the world, Seward Johnson sculptures in the garden, and thousands of seasonal blooms are at their peak. The butterflies in the garden requires an additional fee for entrance, but all the other exhibits mentioned are part of general admission. Parking is complimentary, and children 5 and under get in for free. So your tickets are available at fwbg.org.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry, saying a good slate of additional features and exhibits, so it's a great time to visit.
All right, website has all that information as well as the tickets, and it goes for repeating. It is the initials of the organization, and that would be, once again,
fwbg.org.
Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. 24-hour information phone line for people who want to punch in the number. What would that be?
817-463-4160.
And your location?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Perfect. And a great time of year to get out there with the kids out of school. The Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. Pay a visit. You'll love it. Stephen Hayden, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. And that report is sponsored by Sunburst Shutters. I will tell you, all the phone lines are filled right now. Thank you for that. We'll get right to them. I'll move as quickly as I can. Condense your calls down as much as you can, and we'll help as many people as we can. Sunburst Shutters. If you're thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters, do what we did 14 years ago and get Sunburst Shutters. Call their main offices, their corporate offices. You'll be talking to Collins Jones and the other fine folks there. That number is 214-343-2601. You can leave a message right now. Let them know that I was boasting about them, bragging about them on their behalf, because they are so beautiful. Now, the people are not bad looking. It's the shutters I'm talking about. They are glorious. These are plantation style, meaning that they're large louvers, 2.5, 3.5, and big 4.5-inch louvers. The larger the louver, the fewer lines you have when you open them up. And they're made of polywood, the wood substitute that doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. They're color fast white or off-white, and they last a lifetime and beyond. They're just fabulous, easy to operate, and they're custom made to fit every opening in your home. Sunburst Shutters, and you will absolutely love them. So give them a call, let them bring samples to your home, hold them up in the window, help you choose the right louver size. They'll take measurements and tell you what it would cost to have Sunburst Shutters made window by window for each window in your home. Again, the phone number, 214-343-2601. They serve Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, and all points in between. They are wonderful people. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601.
I'm Heather with Callaway's Nursery in Flower Mound, and we're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Heather, very, very much. And as we open up the program, let's start with Jay in Hickory Creek. Jay, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We purchased a house last August, and unfortunately, the owners hadn't taken too much care of the lawn. Plus, of course, it was very hot and dry last year. So there was lots of Bermuda grass growing within the landscape bed. Didn't really worry about it much, but we pulled it out during the winter. But of course, with all the runners, it has come back. So is there some chemical that we can use to kill the Bermuda but won't kill the other items in the landscape bed?
Only if it's spot treated. Bermuda is easily killed when you spray it directly with a glyphosate weed killer. That's the only ingredient that you want in it. I will clean all this up and explain it. Glyphosate, G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E. That is the active ingredient in the original Roundup material. It comes in several different concentrations. It was so successful as a weed killer and so effective that the company that bought it decided they would start blending other things with it and making it very effective on this and that and other things. And what you want is the original that only had the glyphosate, because all you care about is killing the Bermuda grass. You don't want it to go into the soil. You don't want it to kill trees or shrubs or particularly honeysuckle or poison ivy or any of that. You're just trying to kill the Bermuda grass. So you want the original glyphosate in one of its different strengths. And that's not going to be a hard thing to find at all. You get into our sponsor this hour or any good hardware store where they'll turn the bottle over and show you the label and the fine print on the back, and you'll be able to see that. That's what you can do where you have a good clear shot at it. The problem will come, Jay, is where the Bermuda has grown up over and clambered over a ground cover or over a low shrub. And in that case, you're going to have to take one hand and gather it up and pull it into a ponytail and cut it off at the ground, and then spray the regrowth when it comes back. And just keep the glyphosate off anything that is green and desirable. For example, green stem tissue. You don't want to spray the trunk of a small plant that is green and desirable. And then one last thing, remember that the glyphosate does not go into the soil, so it's not going to kill through the roots. It has to go on to the active growth of the Bermuda. One other thing that you can do that is a really good trick is to have a piece of cardboard, stiff cardboard or very thin plywood or a piece of formica or something like that, that you can use in your offhand. I'm right-handed, so I'm going to be spraying with my right hand and holding the piece of cardboard with my left hand to use as a baffle. And so I'll slide it in behind the Bermuda grass and lift up on it to get the good plant up and out of the way, out of harm's way. I'll spray the Bermuda, and then I'll take the cardboard out, and the good plant can lay back down on top of the Bermuda, and there won't be enough of the glyphosate there to cause much damage.
Okay, very well. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's a tedious task, but every time that you spray and do this process, you'll get rid of about 90% of it. And so, 90% the first time and 90% of 10%, you see you're not ever there, but you're getting close to infinity, and you're reaching that end point, so you can do it. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Ken in Arlington, you're coming up next. Stay with me if you will, please. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is my book. And it is the book that can make a real difference in the success you have as a landscape gardener, a flower and vegetable gardener, fruit gardener at your home. I wrote the book with the intention that it would be the only gardening reference book that you would need to be successful anywhere in the great state of Texas, and it does play well into southern Oklahoma. And this is not the cowboy boot book that I wrote back in 1982 and redid in 91. This is a quarter century newer and much more up-to-date. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published this so I could choose my own editor, Carolyn Skye, and my own graphics designer, Cindy Smith, because I knew each of them was the best in the business. And it has 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar of when to do every important gardening task. 48 pages, 4 pages per month of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden for every county in Texas. And then chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. I worked a year getting this book ready for you. I worked a lifetime getting the knowledge to put the book together. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. And the reason that I wanted to be able to do that, and the reason I wanted to be able to sign every copy as it sells and take them to the post office myself, was because I had made the conscious decision not to sell this book in stores or on Amazon so that I could keep the price as low as possible. It's only $34.95 for a book, a hardback book, printed in Texas on high-quality paper that most would assume to be a $50 or $60 book if you bought it in a store. Just $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed, 86,000 sold, and not one request for refund. Here are the two ways you can order it. One is that you can call my office Monday through Friday, business hours, 9 to 5, and order it directly from my office. That's 800-752-4769. That's one way. 800-752-GROW. The better way, though, is to order it right now at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, Foundation Repairs.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Pastor Tommy Brummett is our pastor at First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney, 315 North Church Street. Services at 8, 9, 10.05, and 11.10. The 10.05 service live streams, and that is at servingtheheart.org. There also are contemporary services and services in Melissa. So all that information at servingtheheart.org. And we invite you to join us. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer today. They have some great deals in store for you, and they also have a lot of help because they are, after all, the helpful hardware folks. You're going to love going into Ace Hardware. It is so nice to be acknowledged when you go in the door. In fact, in many cases, recognized when you go in the door. I love that when they say, hey, good to see you again. Welcome back. That's nice. Well, Ace is the place where you can stop by today, get a great deal on Miracle-Gro Garden all-purpose in-ground soil for $7.59. Save a dollar with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $6.59 each, a limit of 60 bags. Start planting with the advantage of a complete in-ground garden soil. It's been specially blended to grow bigger, more beautiful plants versus unfed plants. It improves existing soil to build strong roots in annuals and perennials across all your in-ground gardens. It feeds for up to 3 months with continuous release plant food. Use it with all types of in-ground plants, vegetables, flowers, and fruit. Ace stores are parts of our neighborhoods, each owned by a member of our community. And remember, you go in today, you can get the Miracle-Gro Garden All-Purpose In-Ground Soil for $7.59, but save a dollar with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $6.59 per bag with a limit of 60 bags. And remember that Ace Rewards card takes just moments to fill out and get. So that's what I'm going to recommend to you at all 40 participating dealers of Ace Hardware. Let them know that you heard about it here, that Neil Sperry was telling good things about Ace Hardware.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Ryan Martin with Callaway's in Plano on Preston Road, and now back to Neil.
That's one of their big stores. Thank you, Ryan, very much. Now we go to Ken in Arlington. Ken, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call. The issue I have is with our front yard. We have a west-facing house, and the front yard slopes down gently to the street. Right in the middle of that front yard is a large live oak, which is casting shade basically on the north side of that front yard. South side gets full sun. Originally, it had Bermuda grass in there, and it died out. We last year resodded with St. Augustine in hopes that would make it. It has died out within 1 year. So now I'm wondering, should I go to a ground cover like Mondo grass on that shady side? And should I keep the St. Augustine, which is okay but not great, on the sunny side of the yard, or should I go to something like Zoysia?
Well, if what's your reason that you think the St. Augustine is thinning out?
Well, I think it's the shade, because we've kind of gone out there.
Zoysia needs more sun than St. Augustine does, so don't change.
Oh, well, there's the answer there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to leave the St. Augustine as long as you can, if you want turf grass there. I would do what you have discussed. I would put Mondo grass on the shady side, and if the shade gets so heavy on the other side, then just extend the Mondo grass planting onto that side as well. By the time you get one side of your live oak planted with Mondo grass, you will have enough Mondo grass that you'll be able to dig and populate the second side from your own planting. You'll have enough that you can serve as your own nursery. Just go in and take pieces out and move it across at any time of the year. But Zoysia needs more sun than St. Augustine.
Okay. And then up against the house itself where that shade is, liriope would work as a planting to give it a little bit more height than the Mondo grass. Would that be correct?
That's true. It will tolerate the shade better, but you're going to have a lot of the same look. It's going to be the same texture. Don't overlook the possibility of some shrubs that have bolder leaves.
Do you have any thoughts on the shrubs? I was looking in your book, and I was getting a little confused because I don't want things that are too high because we've got windows that come down pretty close to the ground.
Yeah, I understand. I just bought a bunch of dwarf Chinese hollies, and I'm writing about them for eGardens this week, my newsletter, this is a plant that has become overlooked now. It was very popular 40 years ago. Sure, it's prickly, but nobody's going to be walking around your windows probably. And I bought 30 of them this week to plant in three or four places in our landscape. Love that shrub, and it is the right size for what you want. It gets taller than liriope, but it could easily be kept at 30 inches, 36 inches, if that's not too tall. Other than that, you would have to go with a ground cover, a tall ground cover. So I'm up against a newscast, but those are possibilities. There are some other things, and I think my book shows everything that I would want to consider. So I hope that helps. I really appreciate your call. Folks, got to run for news. We'll be back right after that.
DFW's News Talk Traffic and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP AM. And now on WBAP FM at 93.3. Streaming live on our free mobile app, a Cumulus Media Station.
Trending now.
Not being deterred by razor wire. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Newsspray.com WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com. WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Arlington, construction has only the right lane open on I-20 westbound between Green Oaks Boulevard and Little Road. That's causing stop-and-go traffic from Bowen Road. And in Dallas, road construction has the roadway reduced to two left lanes on I-20 eastbound between Trinity River Bridge and after Doughty Ferry Road. Your WBAP forecast today, partly sunny, highs in the lower 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, highs around 70. Right now, it is 42 degrees in Dallas, 40 degrees in Fort Worth. Illegal migrants seeking to enter the U.S. through Texas are not being deterred by Governor Abbott's razor wire border fences. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Eagle Pass.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, migrants continue to arrive at the southern border. On Friday, our cameras captured nearly 100 migrants just outside of the fenced-off area in Shelby Park. And while we aren't seeing as many of the big groups arriving here at the U.S.-Mexico border, we are still seeing some of the smaller groups arriving here in Eagle Pass, Texas. And police are responding to calls of suspected human smuggling. In Eagle Pass, Texas, Jeff Paul, Fox News.
In your money news, the price at the pump will hover around $3 for the spring break holiday. Daniel Armbruster with AAA Texas says the Lone Star State is well below the national average of $3.40 a gallon.
We're sitting right under $3 a gallon here in Dallas-Fort Worth this morning, as well as the statewide average in Texas. And when you look at it over the last month, prices have climbed on average about 10 cents per gallon and following that typical spring-like pattern that we usually see.
Texans in El Paso paying the most at $3.24, while those in Lubbock shelling out the least at $2.78. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt. Your next news update at 9 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP and now on FM at 93.3.
Thank you, Lori, very much. Whiz Q Stone. This is the company I want you to keep in mind when you need stone in your landscape. And you need stone in your landscape. You don't have a landscape if you don't have stone in it. It is as simple as that. Good landscaping involves natural stone. Whiskey Stone goes to the finest quarries in the Southwest and beyond to hand-pick the stone that is brought into their 22-acre showroom. Name all the businesses that you know that have a 22-acre showroom. It's almost a million square feet. You think about that. You just think about that. It's all outdoors, obviously. This is a great place. I kid about that part of it, but it is a massive bunch of stone. Everything from landscape boulders the size of your car all the way down to river rock and decorative gravel, gravel that is much smaller, well, English pea-sized, everything in between. They have river rock in different colors out of the mountains where it's tumbled down the rivers and become round. It's just beautiful. I love stone. Can you tell I love stone? And I'm pretty fond of these people too. Mike and Derek Wisnan, a father and son team, actually second and third generation in this family business. They have flagstone and other flat stone for patio and walkway surfaces. They have retaining wall stone. They have something for everybody at Whiskey Stone. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. But with spring break going on and with the weather being fabulous, this is the time to go out and see what they have to offer. If you need help with a landscape contractor to get this stone put on the ground, they know the best. They work very actively with the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. So here are the particulars. Whiz Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. And that is in Southeast Fort Worth. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. And it's whiz-q.com for Whiskey Stone.
News Talk 820 WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
Nobody in this state will do you better tree work than Arborological Services. It's been that way since 1981, but it's gotten better and better and better. In the early 2000s, like 2002 or 3, the Professional Arborists of Texas got together and they decided that they would start handing out an Arborist of the Year award. And Steve Hauser was one of the first one or two or three to be designated with that award. He's the founder, owner of Arborological Services, highly revered person. So that's number one. And then in the ensuing 20 or 21 years that award has been given out, Russell Peters and Kevin Bassett have joined him, all three from Arborological Services. I don't know how many companies have a second person but they have three. They also have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists running their crews and working in-house. They have the best. They also have a 13-time Texas State tree climbing champion on the team. In fact, he leads a team that comes to our house to work on our trees, and that is Miguel Pastenez. They don't get any better than the people at Arborological Services. Look at the equipment that they bring to the job site. Look at the skill with which they climb the trees. Look at the skill with which they take care of those trees. That's why you want this company. I don't know how to say it more plainly. They're the best. Arborological Services. Your trees deserve them. 866-552-7267. That's a toll-free number, but they are strictly a local company. 866-552-7267. On the web, it's arborological.com. It's Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
All right, I'm going to amplify on that and tell you a little bit more about that because my wife is on the Baylor Scott & White McKinney board. She and I were there the day that ground was broken for that hospital, and oh my goodness, it's come a little ways. If you ever are at Lake Forest and 380, you'll see what Baylor McKinney looks like now, and it's been fun for those, I guess about 14 years in that journey to watch it develop and watch all the doctors and nurses and all the people who have been there to make that happen. It's a wonderful hospital, and the Baylor Scott & White team across Texas, they're the best. Now, if you want, when it comes to your garden, you're the one who is calling the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden will thrive. I must have a bad font. I'm the one who typed this one up, and for some reason, Helvetica and these glasses are not partners. Forgive me while I change glasses. I better do well with this now, don't you think? Now, maybe I can read. Let's try it. At the end of the day, your garden's in your hands, and Baylor Scott & White believes that your health ought to be too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you can have care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. MyBSW Health. Download the app today from Baylor Scott & White Health.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Marshall Sapolsky from the North Arlington store, and now back to Neil.
All right, Marshall, thank you, sir. And that does that. Yeah, I noticed a little better reading with my glasses. I need to do something about that. The other glasses are my computer glasses, and that's the way life is, you know. Let me give you our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, Dave and Sanger. Last thing before you, you're next. You come right after a dog in this performance. Harriet. Dave comes right after Harriet. Harriet is the sweetest girl, just 1.5 years old. She weighs close to 60 pounds. She's a Pyrenees mix, who's a little timid at first, but she loves to be petted, and once she gets to know you, will never leave your side. She has a gorgeous blonde coat, beautiful soulful eyes, and adorable floppy ears. Harriet walks really well on a leash and spends more time sniffing her surroundings than even noticing other dogs. She knows several commands. She knows several commands, including sit, down, and stay. Harriet is treat motivated, aren't we all? So it'll be easy for someone to train her. And being a young dog, Harriet will be great for someone who is active, maybe a Frisbee or a fetch dog. Harriet is available for a foster to adopt situation. She has a bit of separation anxiety and needs someone who will be patient with her as Harriet learns that her loving family will be there for her no matter what. Even a four-legged dog like Harriet, a sibling, four-legged sibling would be good for Harriet to help train her and to teach her some confidence. As with all dogs at the SPCA of Texas, Harriet has been spayed, microchipped, and is up to date on all her necessary vaccines. Harriet is waiting for her foster to adopt a family at the SPCA of Texas Dallas Animal Care Center. So come by any day between noon and 6 to meet her. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org and click on Donate. Adopt your lucky charm from the SPCA of Texas. $17 adoptions for all adult dogs weighing 50 pounds or more through Sunday, March 17, 2024. Animals are available for adoption at both the SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 FM 878 in Waxahachie. So there you are. And this is Harriet. And I was looking back through all of that detail, and she is available at very little cost, if any. So I'll let you look into that. That's Harriet the dog. And we go back to our phone lines now. We go to Dave and Sanger. Dave, you are so patient for waiting on me. Thank you for that. How may I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Got a question. I'm redoing some old shrub beds, and I've got your latest book. And I didn't know if I need to put landscape fabric back down. I had it in the beds before, but I didn't see it mentioned in your book. I might have missed it. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a very useful product if you have weeds. If you have Bermuda grass or Johnson grass, and you're trying to keep them from coming to the surface and being a real problem, it would be important to use it. If you use the glyphosate spray that I mentioned to my first caller today and kill the existing weed before you work the soil, then perhaps you wouldn't have to have it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have the weeds currently?
No, the beds have been there quite a while, and they had that fabric in them, so most of the weeds are gone. And I have read online that some people say that that fabric gets dirt particles in it, and they won't let the water through. So I was kind of had mixed emotions on whether to use it or not.
Well, in terms of using weed blocking fabric, maybe I need to be a little more specific. I use it on top of the ground and I cover it with bark mulch. And I can imagine that after a period of 4 or 5 years, when I feel like I've gotten rid of most of the weeds and any that might have been a problem, I'm using it to suffocate the ones that were there and to prevent any coming back. I would take it out just to tidy it up, and because usually by then the bark mulch has decayed enough or washed away, or and part of that weed blocking fabric is visible, and I don't want that. I don't want to see the remains of it. I don't want to see it when it's brand new. I really don't want to see it when it's brand new. And so I'll just take my rake and hoe and pull it out and get rid of it and put bark mulch back in. And I don't feel compelled, if I'm redoing the surface of a healthy, happy, thriving bed where the shrubs are doing fine, I don't feel the need to put it back in. If I'm completely reworking a bed and there have been weeds in the bed, and I'm tilling and replanting, as some of these beds I'm going to be doing where I'm putting the new shrubs I got this week, then yes, I might consider using it. I did not buy any to do that because I don't have too many weeds. So it's kind of I can't answer that for you because I can't see your beds, but I wouldn't
understand
more down unless you have weeds.
Okay. All right. I've seen the
same comments that you're saying, you're commenting on about it plugging up and such, but I don't think that's a valid thing. I don't think you need to leave it there that long.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Air filter on it's like an air filter on an air conditioner. You leave it there long enough, it does become plugged up. I don't think that needs to happen. Appreciate your call, Dave, and most of all, your patience. Thank you. Folks, if you'd like to call, I have about a fourth of my program left. I get off the air at 9, and it is 8:45 Central Time. By the way, well, I'm going to go ahead and get my last break out of the way, and then we need to talk about pre-emergent weed control. If you need to call, there's the last call for the calls, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP, and numerically that is 800-288-9227. And I would advise, don't call now and say, Neil, how do I grow plants? These need to be rather succinct questions at this point, but I'd be happy to hear from you. Wild Birds Unlimited, the McKinney store is at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, just south of Tom Thumb. That gives you a landmark you know about if you're in McKinney. There are other Wild Birds stores, sure there are, but this is the one that's been plucked out of all of the ones in the country a couple times and selected as the best in America, and deservedly so. It is so much fun to go into this store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 until 5, not on Sunday. And that's okay. I like that because it gives the hardworking staff, two-thirds of whom have been with Cheryl Miller, Bertie Miller, since the day she opened the store 7 or 8 years ago. They are devoted to this subject of feeding wild birds and enticing them into your landscape and learning to love them and live with them and enjoy them and identify them. They will share that enjoyment with you. They'll help you find the right feeders for your birds, the right nesting boxes for your birds, and most of all, the right feeds for your birds. Wait till you see the cylinders and all the different types of seeds that they have, the bulk seeds. Wait till you see all of the options that they have for you. Neatly, cleanly packed, and affordably priced. It's just a great place to shop, and nice people as well. So one of my favorite places to go. In fact, when Joseph was younger, our grandson, he and I would go to the early Saturday morning programs that they put on. They had programs on bats and on other raptors and other topics, and they always had live animals there, and they still do a lot of that sort of thing. You'll enjoy Wild Birds Unlimited, Monday through Saturday, 10 until 5, at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, near Tom Thumb. Please, when they greet you at the door, tell them, hey, I heard about you guys on Neil Sperry's radio program. They'll log that in, and they keep tabs on that, and you'll love the store. Wild Birds Unlimited, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard in McKinney.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
All right, so we talk about our major sponsor being Callaway's Nursery, and rightfully so. They have sponsored me for so long, and I'm proud of that. Imagine your garden filled with fruit trees. It's easy. With a little help from the friendly experts you'll find at Callaway's Nursery. You'll discover a great selection in all of their neighborhood locations. Fresh, just picked fruit is the absolute best, and this is the year for you to grow your own. If you need another incentive, all fruit trees are on sale today only, 30% off the regular price. Perfect time for planting them. Callaway's has everyone's favorite. It's peaches like Redskin and Harvester and more. You'll love the sweet taste, juicy texture, and enjoy the fragrant blossoms from your own garden. Let me know when the pie is ready. I'll be over in a heartbeat. Or try Fuyu persimmons. They're the fast-growing and easy-to-care-for type. Pears and Morris plums, another great addition to any garden. Let Callaway's help plant all of your new fruit trees with Pick and Plant. Easy as choosing the fruit trees you want and letting them know where you want to have them planted. You can grow your own fruit with confidence because of their 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they sell. If you have questions, ask one of their many Texas certified nursery professionals. Tap into their knowledge. They have more than any other staff in Texas. Shop local at any of their community stores or order online at callaways.com. They're open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. That's Callaway's Nursery. Callaway's. Life lived beautifully. Callaway's.com.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Well, it is springtime in Texas. That means that rain is going to happen. It's been happening, and that means soil is swelling. And pretty soon it'll get hot, and that means it will be shrinking, the soil, that is. And that means that our foundations are going to be going along for another bumpy ride. If you've had that problem, if this is the 14th verse of this hymn in your life, then you need to contact Advanced Foundation Repair and let them perform their magic on your foundation. It begins with a home visit where they test your foundation. They have a very thorough evaluation of the foundation using some equipment that I don't understand to determine if there are foundation issues in your home. And in our case, many years ago, they worked through carpeting, and they could identify some serious cracks in our one room of our house that had been poured separately from the rest of the slab. And they said, here's where the problems are. And when we peeled that carpet up later in a remodel job, that's where the cracks had been. Oh my goodness. They repaired that part of the foundation, the slab, and drew everything together and made our house whole once again. I am so pleased to be able to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. They are affordable, they are dependable, they are quick, punctual, and careful. What more could you want? And then you get that great guarantee. It's Advanced Foundation Repair at 214-333-0003. Call for the free home inspection, Advanced Foundation Repair. And on the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. It's a very good website, foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003.
We at Callaway's and Cornelius are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. I'm Ross from the Cornelius in Houston, and we're proud to be sponsoring this segment of the program. And now, back to Neil.
We have any of you who have moved from Houston to the Metroplex, to North Texas. You knew the name Cornelius Nurseries in Houston. And Callaway's assumed that name when they bought the organization from Sterling Cornelius, and they knew how sacred that name was to Houstonians. A wonderful man and wonderful team, and they left it right in place, and that's just great. Thank you, Ross, very much. I believe Ross might have been at the Voss store, Ross on Voss. It's kind of like Hoss on Ross, the trading Hoss on the car dealership from a long time ago up here. But anyway, I think he may be at that store. I may be wrong, but that's just a great part of the Callaway's family down in Houston, and they're expanding. Oh my goodness. All right, I want to talk to you about pre-emergent weed control. If you have had a legacy in your landscape of crabgrass and grass burrs, you now have the opportunity to prevent those in your lawn this year. You will not have that opportunity in 3 weeks. It is at the beginning of the season now. They have not started to sprout unless you're listening to me in deep South Texas. And so if you apply Dimension or Baylan or Halts, those are three that are commonly sold, any of those granules applied now will prevent the germination of those two grassy weeds. And that would be crabgrass and grass burrs. You must apply a second dose 90 days from now. So early March, early to mid-March, early to mid-June in our area. I would do it sooner rather than later. Normally we say between the 5th and 15th. And so you are right in the middle of the 5th to the 15th. Try to get it done in the next few days. The timing could not be better now because we've had some rain. If you were to put it out today and then water lightly, that's perfect, absolutely perfect. You don't want to mow for a few days until it's had a chance to be dispersed across the soil surface. So that is Dimension or Baylan or Holtz. You'll find Dimension in independent retail garden centers. You will find Holtz in the products at hardware stores and some of the big box stores. And you will find Baylan at feed stores. So those are things to remember. Be sure you don't forget, because you don't get a second chance on these. All right, if you're planting, you're buying new plants and taking them home from the garden center, be very, very careful that you do not expose them to highway winds. It's so easy to do that, and their tender foliage will not hold up, even street winds on a city street. You must wrap them or take them into the inside of an enclosed pickup or something of that sort. Very, very important. Well, that is our program for this this Sunday morning. I'm on KLAF Saturday afternoons 1 to 2, and here Sunday mornings 8 to 9. Thank you so much for listening to Mike Bass. Great job to all of you. You're wonderful. Love you, and we'll see you next Sunday morning. Until then, happy gardening.